Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
And today, I have the honor of talking with Dr. Hillary Miller, director of the MTSU Charlie and Hazel Daniels Veterans and Military Family Center. Is there an acronym?
The Daniels Center.
Yeah, just call it the Daniels Center.
Yes, sir.
I was just kind of poking fun. That's a nice long name.
It is the longest on campus, for sure.
Well, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for always having us back and letting us tell what we're doing for our military families.
Well, that's kind of what we want to jump into and actually have conversation about here today. And Hillary, it amazes me that we have 22 people a day moving into Rutherford County.
Yeah.
As we grow, and people will find, you know, they want to find out about their community. They find the radio station they hear and maybe don't even know that there is a Daniels Center. So kind of talk to us about what that is and what you do.
First of all, I do not find it unusual that many are coming. Yeah. This is a wonderful place to live.
Yeah.
My husband, Joel, and I moved his parents down from Indiana, and he's from a long line of military. And his dad could not get over how well treated he was. And not that Indiana was not great, but he cannot believe how wonderful our doctors are, our hospitals are, the community is, mm-hmm. and how well they treat veterans. And that's what I get to do every day. The Daniels Center, and this, I want to make this point really clear, because people, we've been open now since 2015, and folks still don't know this because it's not intuitive. We do not have a recruitment mission. So if you are military connected and you live anywhere in the world, which we all do, you can use the Daniels Center. You don't have to go to MTSU. You don't even have to know someone who went to MTSU. But if you have any sort of need, does not have to be education related, we can assist you. Commissioner Baker has recently made us a field office. And so we have a veteran service officer in the center. So folks walk in all day long. We will give you your parking pass. We will send you a map and we will meet you and give you a parking pass so that you don't have to pay for that or find parking services. And you can come in and file your claims for the VA much faster than you can anywhere else. You can just come in and do that immediately.
Oh, wow. So really where are you located on campus?
We want it to be really central, and we want it to be close to ROTC, so we're in the KUC. And if you're familiar with campus, you know that back in the day, right after the World War II ended, we got barracks and brought those down from Tullahoma, and Vet Village was created. So for me, I find that to be just very hallowed ground, that area between ROTC and where Vet Village was. They're what used to be runways there, and we taught folks to literally fly on the space now where the Veterans Center is, the Daniels Center, and that's right in the KUC.
Did not know that. Yeah. that history part of it there. So, and it, you know, like with anything on campus, it can be a challenge, but you know, that helps with parking and that kind of
Absolutely.
Thing too, so that's good.
If you call us ahead of time, we will meet you in the parking lot with your pass so that you don't have to try to find it or anything.
Yeah.
So it's really nice, and we're getting a lot of older folks that are coming in, Vietnam veterans that are coming in, finally getting some of the things that they deserve with the PAC Act. They're now getting some of the things that they've had issues with for so many years. They're able to get those filed. And so we don't want those folks that might be, that have walking issues, to have any struggle with that. So we'll meet them in the parking lot to give them their pass. We'll have handicap parking for them. The Daniels Center's on the first floor so that we can get them taken care of.
Oh, that's good.
We're starting in the end of May with the Legacy Wall, Mr. Daniels' Legacy Wall. So right outside the Daniels Center, we're going to have this beautiful museum quality. You know, we have a wonderful historic preservation major on campus, and they're going to be doing the wall. And Charlie Jr., they gave us so many things, but then he allowed me to go up in their attic and go through and find even more things. So it's going to be beautiful, and we have so many items, we're going to have to rotate them out because it's just really, really going to be nice.
So like a little miniature museum
there.
It is.
And you know, so many of the folks from that historic preservation went on to work at famous museums or even at the Country Music Hall of Fame. And so we're going to have that quality. Van West, Dr. West, is just a phenomenal artist, really, and he's leading the way for us.
So talk to me a little bit about how the Veterans Center, Daniels Center, actually came about. I've heard this story before, and I think it's pretty amazing. And it, Charlie Daniels and his wife, obviously, yep. Hazel, had such a large part into getting this going. And why did they choose Middle Tennessee?
Well, okay, so this is interesting. I have to back up to talking about our history of supporting the military. And we have a beautiful memorial on campus for our veterans. This was just an area that was easy. It was ripe. People here love veterans and they want to take care of them. So it wasn't like we, first of all, had this big fight on our hands. This was a place where people wanted to honor veterans. And MTSU specifically, we had had this long history of training military on our campus. So we've been doing this for a bit, and General Huber retired in 2013, and he came to campus. He went to all the ROTCs in the state and said, "Do you need any assistance?" My husband, General Huber had a day in the Army, he likes to say, 37 years and 4 years at West Point. So my husband at that time was serving as the professor of military science in ROTC, and he said, I'd really like you to come and be our keynote speaker at our award ceremony. So he did, and I sat next to him, and of course I said, "Would you come next year? We're doing an honors lecture series, and we're talking about military service." So he came, but he said, one condition, if I'm going to drive in, he lived in Franklin at the time, he said, "Use me." So we started him with talking to the cadets, I think at like 7 o'clock in the morning. He did so many lectures that day, met with all the deans and directors, met with the president, and then he had the presentation that night. And when he met with the president, he said, "We need to hire you. You need to come in and work here at the university." He said, "I'll give you a trial, 90 days. At the end of the 90 days, it just happened that the Friday before was Good Friday, just like this week. And Dean Keel, Bev Keel, said to General Huber, "I want to introduce you to my friend David Corlew, who is Charlie's manager. He had been his manager for, I think, 47 years, something like that." So they went to lunch. I stayed in the office, and I was crunching numbers. We had this big meeting with the president on Monday after Easter. And that was their first meeting. We met with the president, and the president, General Huber, said that he had seen what a great university this was and how they honored veterans and their family, and he was willing to come on permanently. So we started the center that summer. We started building it. And we opened in November. By August of the next year, we had renamed it after the Daniels because they had done so much. They had given so much money and more, even just their support.
Sure.
Better. So as you know, MTSU has a logo that always has like the MT, and then it has something that represents your area. Mm-hmm. We had the dog tags already on there. And I thought, we should, since we're renaming, we should add the golden fiddle. And David Corlew said, no, it needs to be a red, white, and blue fiddle. Because Charlie always sees, he and his wife always see their legacy, not with "The Devil Went Down to Georgia," but with their support of the U.S. military. And that's what we have. And they gave us a beautiful wrapped fiddle, a flag wrapped fiddle
We
have in the center. And that's how, I regularly work with Charlie Jr. and his wife. And then I also, David Corlew was going to be on campus tomorrow. And I mean, he's here very, very regularly. So they're, even with Charlie's passing, they are so much a part of our family and the Daniel Center already. It continues.
You can tell that it definitely means a lot, and it certainly has impacted our community and, people coming from all over, really, to get help, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, if you are military connected, in whatever your problem, we will hunt it down for you. General Huber always says, "I'm your action officer. So bring me your problems and I'll find you an answer." And we always do. It may not always be what the person wanted, mm-hmm. but we will definitely track it down for them.
And with the, obviously being recognized by many other parts of the government, with that being a field office, and
yes.
and now the Tennessee National Guard is right there,
yes.
too.
So they are in our office as well, and that's just been huge for us. I have said on this show, and I have said it everywhere, anywhere anybody lets me talk, I talk about Tennessee Strong, which I think is one of the best things that Tennessee has going, bar none. So not just in education, but in all over the state of Tennessee, I think there's nothing better than Tennessee Strong. That is a tuition assistance program for our Guard members, Air and Army. It will pay for a first bachelor's degree and a first master's immediately. So those bachelor's, if you're trying to get a bachelor's and you just took your oath, the next day you're eligible for Tennessee Strong, and it will pay for that first bachelor's. Doesn't pay for those flight labs. The Army and the Air can teach you to fly on their own, but it will certainly pay for any other degree, and it will pay for all the classes other than the flight labs. It is an amazing program. I don't know of anything else quite like that. The hang up on it is it does have some paperwork, but the resolution to it is that we have guard members in the office that can help daily. They can help someone right then in our office. You can walk in. You don't even have to have an appointment, and we'll walk you through it. And as much as we're hearing about student debt, that is a way to get through a bachelor's and a master's with no debt. Plus, you have all of the experiences that you get in being in the military as well.
Sure. What level of commitment do you make to the guard to be able to be eligible?
So for the master's, I think you have to be at an E5 at that point. But for the undergraduate, you can sign on that day and get access. And I'm not sure exactly what their terms are. If that's a 3-year commitment, I think that might be it. But you can come to the Daniels Center.
You'll find out.
And Sergeant Harris and Sergeant Cosby, they'll walk you right through it.
We are talking today with Dr. Hillary Miller, director of the Charlie and Hazel Daniels Veterans and Military Family Center, nor known as the Daniels
Exactly.
Center. I like to give that full name, too, because,
too.
You know, like it's for veterans and for current active military families.
That's
I
right.
mean, just really anything, right?
General Huber always says that about that our families are our heroes. And I keep on my desk my original name tag. So I had a name tag. That was the first thing, I guess, General Huber and I got. When we got started, it was just the two of us. We didn't know what division we were going to be in. We didn't know anything. So we got these name tags, and we were going to start going places. We needed to have our name tags. And we called ourselves the Veteran Success Center for about a week. Success was really being thrown in everything in academics at that time. So we were the Veteran Success Center, and we had a name tag. And General Huber, a few days later, he just said, you know, this is not right. We serve families. That needs to be in the name. We need to very clearly articulate who we are and who we serve. And so I keep that old one on my desk just to remind me we're not successful unless we have our families on board with this.
Sure.
So we are the Veterans Military and Family Center. Veterans Military Family.
So how many name changes did you go through?
So we went through that was they've all been very significant.
Yeah.
They were Veteran Success. We're like, yeah. So then it went to the Family Center, the Veterans and Military Family Center for about, that was really, we started calling ourselves that, I guess, in August of 14. No, August of 15. And then by the opening, but clearly that was it. That was in November. And then by August of 15, we had changed our name to the Daniels Center, never to be changed again. So, and we're just growing.
Yeah.
We add things into us. Like this field office is huge to us. We also have the only full-time VA mental health counselor in the center. She doesn't have to go to different places. She's right there in the center, and she's been there. Well, there was a different one when we first opened, but we've had that since day one. It was just very important to us to make sure that folks didn't have to run around for their mental health. That they were feeling like they needed something, they could come in immediately. And she will work with people in the community as well that are VA folks, but she's right there for our students as well.
So I know it takes money to continue to add services like you do, and maybe explain how there are various, some of the various ways of funding. And I know that you've got a little fundraiser coming
yep,
up, right?
We do. We have the Veterans Impact Celebration. We do that every year, and that'll be in August. You can give through that. You can give directly to the foundation if you want it to do it that way. We are fortunate to have a very capable fundraiser, and her name is Lori Ogden, and I get to then focus just on student issues or community issues and not have to worry about all the fundraising.
Sure.
But she is fantastic, and one of the things I'm most proud about is that during the pandemic, we did not shut our doors at all. We didn't go on a skeleton crew. The rest of the university, there was no one else there, but we were there in full force. And that wasn't even an argument either. I told my boss, Dr. Sells, I need to be able to stay open. We need to be able to serve our community. She said, okay, that's what you feel like you need to do. That's what you're doing. So we had the whole campus to ourselves. It was crazy. And no parking issues back then. Lori immediately started fundraising for things like rent, groceries, electric, all of those sort of things. And we were able, and we have a grant right now for $5,000 that have been helping folks with their rent.
Mm-hmm.
the folks who've been using that have been the guard. We haven't even had a student that's won at part of that grant right now. Lori constantly has different things going. But we were able, during the pandemic, I've lost track of the exact number now, but it was over $150,000 that she raised. This was not part of the university's money. These were from foundations, United Way here in Murfreesboro, Bob Woodward, so many different places. And we were able to give out to service members and their families that were struggling during the pandemic. And we just shifted during that time. So I'm just so proud of that. And we were really able to assist them. And we constantly have different things that we're working on. We have a big scholarship starting next year for some of our dependents, our Chapter 35 kids. Those are students that their veteran is 100% totally and permanently disabled. And so we have another scholarship. She raised part of the money for that. And it's also with Heart of American Patriot Foundation. And I just love that we have been able to creatively assist people wherever they are, wherever their needs are.
Well, for folks who would like to find out more about the Daniel Center, just do a Google search online. Yeah. It pops up there. And any final thoughts here in our last minute or so?
Please know that if you go out to our website, mtsu.edu/military, you'll see our team. None of us hide behind a gatekeeper. You can contact all of our direct information is right there. We'd love for you to reach out to us if you're having an issue. Again, you do not have to go to MTSU. It doesn't have to be education related. Whatever your issue is, we'll track it down for you. And follow us on our social media. Give us ideas of things that y'all are wanting to see or things that you need us to do. And just stay connected with us. We are your center. That's the way Charlie and Hazel wanted it. And we try to live up to that every day.
Very good information. And Hillary, it's been fun to have you here today.
Always. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, anytime. Dr. Hillary Miller, the director of the Daniel Center. And again, you can find out more about the Daniel Center on their website. Just search for MTSU, Daniel Center, Military, Family, Veterans. You'll find it. And let that be a resource if you need. All right, that's going to do it for our program today. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. And we'll see you back here next time.